Adam, we've seen more than one episode of Forever now. Do you think it lives up to its hype?
No.
Why not?
Asia, seriously, I really enjoyed New Amsterdam. You really enjoyed New Amsterdam.
Yes.
And the thing I love about New Amsterdam was that sense that this guy really is very old because he keeps on using the history yes. to solve his crimes. So, you know, it's this thing in a building or whatever. My hassle forever is it's turning into another Sherlock.
Yes, they played the Sherlock game again in the second episode,
yeah.
Where you've got two dead bodies and one has a hatchet in the middle of the forehead and the other one was a jumper off a bridge. And, of course, the fellow with the hatchet in the middle of the forehead was a death by misadventure and that would-be suicide was actually a murder. So, and he discovers this by looking at the bodies and saying, wow, look at yeah, this, this,
so
and this.
It's
very much Sherlock, or indeed... Dr. Bell, if you go back, if you remember that TV series,
which is
the inspiration for Sherlock Holmes.
I like Sherlock Holmes. It's not necessarily a bad idea. It's just I was looking for New Amsterdam because I miss it.
Well, he did make some comments in the second episode about the woman living in a house that had been passed down from generations. She said, "How did you know?" And he said, "The family resemblance," which suggests he might have seen her ancestor way back, you know, 300 or 400 years ago. So there are a few references like that, but not many.
Not in the same way New Amsterdam,
no.
where it was always a historical thing, and you always think it would cut to the scenes of him 100 years ago doing whatever it was that helps him solve the crime or explains his relationship with a victim or
whatever.
Which is normally like a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson or something along those lines. But
yes.
I miss that element. So
well,
it's not playing the immortal line so well as it's playing the Sherlock lines.
I don't think we can blame them for not being New Amsterdam, despite the fact they have very similar setup. And they have introduced fairly soon, the Moriarty element.
That I do see as a plus. It has a clear villain that they're going to play with.
Mm.
I think that may work out well. I'm hoping.
And the supporting cast look like they're settling in nicely.
And I certainly like the lead actor.
Mm.
I've enjoyed him. He does a good job. He's entertaining. I like his accent.
Mm. And the detective forms a nice foil for him.
Yep.
And then his lab assistant in the morgue.
Probably the single best character again. But that's all right, because you expect the character actors to be entertaining, and this one really is working.
And the chief police detective, a role that could well grow nicely. I'm not sure about them both pining about old loves or dead loves. They seem to be making a little bit much of that at the moment.
I think it will turn into a nice Sherlock series. And there's nothing wrong with another nice Sherlock-style detective series. I'd like to see them play more with the age and to mess around with what it's like to be immortal. Mm. And I have occasionally, because I did like the way they played with he can die and then come back. So hang on, quickest way to work out what poison was just to keep taking them until I find one with the same symptoms, which was a surprisingly suitable solution under the circumstances.
There's one sequence where we expected him to die and he didn't. Which was a nice ringer on it. But I do think that the police detective is getting a bit suspicious about the way he threatens to die all the time or puts himself in harm's way. Now, she suspects there's something funny going on, but she doesn't know yet.
Well, it's a hard thing to guess at.
When you see someone sort of shot and deaded and then they turn up the next day saying, oh, I'm feeling fine, you must have had a fever dream.
Yeah, true.
You can only do that so many times.
Still inclined to throw Hume at you, but that's okay.
So we'll watch it continue. Interesting development. At least it's interesting to watch.
Yep. So I'm quite happy to keep going. I have faith in it. And if it turns into a quality Sherlock-style series, then there's no problem with that. It's a good outcome. I don't think it will survive it through a second season, but I'll certainly give it a shot and hope it does.
I'll be interested to see if it starts adding more historical and personal knowledge to the mix of the show.